Last time I was up here, we preached on, or the first part of the message, on singing and the importance of that. And if you remember, we went through two parts in that message. We talked about the command to sing and that we are created to sing. So God designed us to sing. And then after he designed us to sing, he said, sing. You need to do what you were designed to do. And so we talked about how if you don't sing, that means you're being disobedient. And so we don't want to be disobedient, so we definitely want to sing. So then today we're going to go through quite a few things. I don't really have a title, I guess, but it's just the who, what, when, where, and why of singing is what I kind of put. The who, what, when, where, and why of singing. So we're going to go through each of those and just talk maybe a little more practically, although there's quite a bit of scripture in here, just about what God says about singing and answer those questions. And in fact, if you're looking for a good way to study the Bible, those questions are a perfect way. Just ask about any passage, who, what, when, where, and why. And if you can find all those things in there, a lot of times you learn a lot about who God is in that passage. But let's pray, and then we'll jump right in. Lord, we thank you for today. Thank you for your word and how applicable it is to our lives, how it's real for us today, how it speaks to each area of our life that we can grow and be encouraged. And Lord, we just ask that you'd give me wisdom and the words to say today, that you'd help this message to impact hearts and change lives as mine. And we'll thank you and praise you for all you do. In your name I pray. Amen. So who should sing? Who should sing? We kind of talked about that a little bit last week, and we'll cover a couple things in this that we touched on, or we talked about last, or I say last week. When I say last week, I mean last time, okay? We will touch a few of those things again, but I'll try and just breeze right by those. Every living person should sing. You say, well, what about unsaved people? Well, they should sing too, but they just don't have the life to sing yet. I would say, in fact, they're probably not qualified as a living person. Although they are alive physically, they're not alive spiritually. And so we want every living person to sing. I meant to say this a minute ago, but I have quite a few passages today. So I'm going to, I have them already written out copied over into my notes, so I don't have to turn to each one. But if you'd like to try and keep up, you can. When I was a kid, I would do that. When a pastor would say, you probably won't be able to get to all these passages, I'd be like, watch me, you know, get my fingers out and try and get there. You're welcome to do that. What I like to do in those is write the passages down and go back and look through them, because it's not my words, and it's God's words, and it'll make more of an impact. Psalm 150, verse 6 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord. If you're breathing, you should be praising God, right? That's what that passage says. So that's the who should sing. And there's several other verses that I that kind of cover parts of that, but I use them in different areas, okay? So that's the who should sing. You. Let's make it personal. Me, I should sing. Hannah and I were talking this morning about how it's easy for us to sing. That's something we naturally like to do. And maybe that's not you. Maybe it's not natural for you to sing. Maybe you hate singing. That could be. It's hard for me to understand. For someone that loves it, it's hard for me to understand. But if that's you, it doesn't change the fact that God says to do it. And if you are alive in Christ, and if you are alive and breathing, you should be praising the Lord. It actually says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Maybe that's animals and everything. I think they can praise God with maybe not their actual words. That would be a little strange. But by doing what they do and being here, we look at them and think, wow, just in their acts, the things that we do and that God created them, kind of sends a message of praise to them. So what should we sing? there's always, we have plenty of things to sing about, right? What does the world sing about? Well, they sing about anything, really. I mean, you can find a song for literally anything. Love, breakups, your horse, your dog, your washer and dryer. You can find pretty much anything to sing. Is that what we're talking about? Like, oh yeah, we should sing, we should just sing about our dryer and how it didn't work. Well, no, not really what we're talking about here. We're talking about singing certain things. So first, I want you to see this is not a comprehensive list. It's not everything that we should sing about, but it's a few things that I picked out, okay? So I want to mention that if you're like, I think we should sing more things than that. Yes, that's true, but I just picked three things out because I want everybody to be able to have lunch today, okay? So sing praise. This one's an easy one. We should sing praise. We did that this morning, and we try to do that every service. I would say there is a very, very rare service that we don't sing praise to God, okay? Why? Because he's praiseworthy. Let's look at a couple passages. Psalm 147:1 says, "Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is beautiful." That's saying it's beautiful to God. He likes it. He likes it when we sing to him. You're like, I don't know if he likes it when I sing to him. He does. He created you. He created you the way you are. He wants you to sing. He wants you to sing to him. Imagine with me that Jesus was here. Jesus is here right with you. He would be asking you to sing to him. What would you not do for the man that's standing here with those nail prints in his hands and feet and side? The risen Lord that says, hey, Brother Dale, would you sing to me? Hey, Brother Cliff, would you sing to me? Brother Bruce, would you sing to me? Would you all sing together to me? What would you not do for him? If he asked me to lay on the ground and stay there for a long while, I'd probably do that. Some of you are like, I would do that gladly. I'd just go right out and stay on the ground. No, stand on my head, I'd do my best. I probably wouldn't do very good, but I'd do my best because he's God. Well, he's asking you to sing, and he's given you the ability to sing. So do that. Psalm 104:33 says, "I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being." While I'm alive, I'm going to be praising. That's the attitude we should have. And not just verbal praising, but singing through your voice. I think that's a really good thing. I read several articles that mentioned that singing is learned, not a gift. Now, I would say I would disagree. Some people are naturally gifted to sing. However, just like anything, though, some people are naturally gifted in the speed of their running. They're just really fast. But all of us can learn to run. It's not that difficult. Some people are gifted in whatever, in art, but people learn and go to school for art. And you're like, well, some people just don't got it. And that may be true, okay? But singing is one of those things. You can learn it. It takes time and it takes work, but you can learn. And your voice may never be the greatest voice you've ever heard, but you can learn to sing well. You say, well, I just can't find a tune in a bucket. I say this because I know he would be fine with me saying it because I've heard him say it many times. But my dad, he doesn't sing on key a lot of times. Sometimes he does, and when he gets it, he really gets it. But man, he sings out. He belts it out. He really does, and it encourages my heart. I love to hear my dad sing, even though he hits some wrong notes every once in a while. He does, but he can't find the tune. Something about him, he just can't find where that tune is and stay on key sometimes. And if he has somebody singing by him, he does better. Somebody that knows how to sing, he does better. But he loves that. Hannah and I talked about a gentleman in our church back in North Carolina that he would only visit. But he was a mentally handicapped fella. And I tell you, that this guy, I don't think he sang one right note. But boy, I was never more encouraged in my life. because he would let it rip, man. When that song came up, he was the one voice you could hear above everybody else. You know what? I found that most of our congregation were in tears by the end, because we loved to hear him sing to God, who he loved. That was his life. He loved God, and that's what he was. So sing out. Is it embarrassing when you can't sing on key? Yes. I have sung off key many, many, many a times. You're like, oh, we know. I've sung out of tune at the pulpit with the mic on me. I've sung the wrong words. That tends to be my trouble. I joke with my wife, I could sing Amazing Grace and forget the words. I know that song so well, but I just get mixed up. So if you ever see me like do like the Jesus, you know, it's like I just have to slip a few. I don't remember where I was and I lost my spot kind of thing, because the words just, they get me. So everybody has their thing, but God says to sing praise to him, and he is worthy of praise. What else should we sing? Sing about thankfulness. You should have a thankful heart. You say, isn't that kind of praise? Yes, it is. It ties in. Praise is kind of like the big the big one. It kind of covers a lot of things. But specifically, singing thankfulness to him for what he's done for us. Psalm 95, 1 through 2 says, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms." It says, be thankful. Be thankful. He's king. He's God. Be thankful for what he's done. Sing about what he's done for us. That's important. And that's the next one. Sing what God has done for you. Romans 15:9 says, "And that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this reason I will confess to you among the Gentiles and sing to your name." When you sing about what God has done for you, your testimony, not just in this room, we'll get to that, but without. Bruce was telling me about singing at work, or trying to sing at work, attempting to sing at work, not because his voice wasn't good, it was more because the words were choking him up. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's a testimony to the people that he's around. We should be singing. Our songs should be different. It shouldn't look like the world. We shouldn't be meditating on those things. We should be meditating on Christ and who he is. And that should come out in our songs. I like to tell a story. Maybe I told it last time. Hope not. But I had a friend, and whenever I was over at his house, his mom would just hum all the time. She always had a song, just as she wiped the counter off and made us peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. It's one of my fondest memories of being over there, because I had all the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches I could eat, and I still love to eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I can't lie. I really like those. But she would just hum around the house, and you know what it made me think? This is a joyful house. This is a happy house. It's just a happy place to be. Why? Because she was singing. She just was joyful in her heart, and it just came out. Sing about what God has done. Exodus 15:1 says, "Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, 'I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea.'" What's that talking about? They're coming out of Egypt, and the Egyptians are coming after them, and they're certainly going to die. And then he parts the sea, the Israelites get through, boom, he shuts the sea, and all the Egyptians, or the Egyptians that were coming after him, are swept into the sea. And Moses says, let's sing about it. Why? Because that's what we should do. That's praiseworthy to God. Sing about what's in your heart and life. Have you found those songs yet that just grip your heart? It's like, that's me. I can't hardly talk about it, but there's a song that is in the Wilds hymn book that I love, that talks about a running from God. And I remember when I was trying so hard to run from God, and it talks about how he relentlessly pursued and and rescues and pulls me back. And I just, when I sing that song, I don't sing the song, I just cry. that's me, that was me, I remember that. Find those songs for you that talk about certain things. There's a song that talks about running, I think it's called Run to the Father. I don't remember exactly what the title is. I always have to look it up. I have a spot where I go to look up all my songs that I like. That talks about, I run to the Father again and again and again, and I fall into his mercy, and my heart needs a surgeon. And I remember being really discouraged. This is here, not too long ago. And hearing that song come on, I think it was just a playlist that I had clicked on, and it came on, and it's like, that's what I need. I just keep coming back, and I love how it just says again and again and again and again. I need to run to Christ because I need him over and over and over again. That's another one that I struggle to get through. Even If is one that I love as well. It talks about it's very important for me to realize that God has the power to change my circumstance, and he knows my circumstance, but he chooses not to sometimes. And even if he doesn't, I'm gonna praise him and glorify him. That was really important for me. That song helped me, and it's kind of based off of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where they say, we will not bow down to you, and because God's able to deliver us. And even if he doesn't, we're not going to bow down. And that was an important staple in my life to say, I will serve God no matter what, when circumstances seem bad. These are songs that pour into my life. Here I Am, Lord, is another one. We've talked about that recently, where I remember gripping and saying, what if God sends me here or there or wherever, you know, making up excuses for why I didn't want to serve God, and singing that song and saying, okay, God, whatever you want, I'll go wherever you want me to. And so here I am in Missouri, and I love being here. That's the thing about God, is when he puts you somewhere, he makes you love it, and that's how I am. These are my songs. I say they're my songs. They're not. I didn't write them. And if you're talented enough to write songs. Do that. I have tried a couple times, and they didn't go well. I got like one line, and I'm like, I don't know what else to say. I can't do that. But that's why I love great hymn writers, because they'd write it for you. When you find one of those songs, set it aside and go back to it over and over again and say, this is me. Sing songs that testify to your story. And there's stories out there. They've written many songs about that. Those are good things to do. So that's the who and the what. Then we're going to do when and where together, okay? They're kind of together. So when and where should you sing? You should sing while you're breathing. We talked about that one already. Psalm 104:33 says, I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. We read that a minute ago. So while you have breath, that's when you should sing. So if you're breathing, you should sing. When you are in church, Psalm 150 and verse 1 says, praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him in his sanctuary, he says. That's important for us to do. You know, we don't just sing because it's like, oh, got to do something, kind of sets the mood for the message. No, although we want to set a good atmosphere for our messages, that's important. But that's not the reason we sing. We sing because God wants us to. And we sing together for many reasons, and I'll talk about that in a minute. Psalm 149:1 says, praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song, and his praise in the assembly of saints. God wants us to sing together. That's important. When else should you sing? Each day you should sing. Psalm 96:1-2. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Each day you should sing. You're like, but we're not at church when on every day. No kidding, really. That's a surprise to me. I had no idea. No, what we hope to do, our goal for what we sing here, is that the songs you sing, and this is said in the book I mentioned by the Gettys, Sing, is what it's entitled, but they said that the goal is for the truths on Sunday and the songs on Sunday should carry into Monday and the rest of the week. That's our goal. We want these songs to stick in your head so that you're humming them throughout your week, because these are solid, good Bible songs that are telling a really good story. And we want you thinking about those things. God wants you thinking about those things. So sing. Sing as a part of your devotions. You know, some precious times for me is when I'm reading God's word and pray, and I make sure and add some singing in as well. Is it awkward? Yeah, it is. It's awkward for me, and I don't get embarrassed about very much. Some things, but very few things. I'm just kind of a happy-go-lucky kind of dude, and it's whatever. I don't mind singing in Walmart or whatever, but when it's just quiet and it's just you and it's like no music, like, okay. But boy, once you get into it, you really enjoy. And sometimes, that's why I've mentioned before, it's specifically designed for the people that help in our music ministry, but we have playlists on our YouTube channel, on Faith Baptist Church, that go through each song that we sing today is probably on a YouTube list in our, you just look up Faith Baptist Church Higginsville. And I don't know how many times exactly I go to those, but many, 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 many times. They have one that's called 2022 Considerations. Those are songs, newer songs that we're maybe going to sing, maybe not going to sing, is what is in there. That's my playlist. That's my go-to. I love all those songs. So I listen to a lot of those songs, and I sing along with them. So that makes it less awkward. And I sing in the car when I'm by myself, because nobody else can hear me then. I've mentioned before, sometimes I'll be leading in the car and look over and somebody's watching me and you're like, oh, I'm not weird, you're weird, you know? So that's happened before. But sing day by day. Talk to the Lord. Tell him through song what's on your heart. There's a plethora of songs out there. If you don't know where to go to find them, start with our YouTube channel and find that and go from there. If you do know, go to your favorites. Find those favorites and sing them to the Lord, because he enjoys that. Each day we should be singing. So why should we sing? We talked about this a little bit. We talked about we're created to sing and that God commands us to sing. But there's a difference between God commanding. To me, there's a difference between God commanding me to sing and God asking me to sing. Have you ever noticed when you tell a kid, go clean up your toys? Or you can tell the kid, hey, you want to come clean up the toys? And they're like, it doesn't work either way for me, no. Sometimes when somebody asks me to do something, even though it's not really a question, it sounds better than when they're commanding me. But it's different when God says, would you sing to me? Than when he says, you need to sing to me. You know what I mean? And so I made the distinction a little bit with some of the verses. Psalm 100, 1 through 2 says, make a joyful noise, shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Psalm 95, 1 through 2, oh come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. Psalm 147, 1 says, praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and his praise is beautiful. We've read that one before already as well. And the list goes on and on and on. You know, like sometimes you can look up verses online, like verses about, you know, anger, and it'll bring up, you know, 10 verses about anger. When I was looking up verses about singing, it was like, 140 verses about singing. And you're like, oh my goodness. You know, it's like there is a lot that God says about singing. So if you want a good challenge, just do some looking, because boy, it is everywhere, especially in the Psalms, because that's their songbook. That makes sense. But it is everywhere. Sing because God asks you. Sing for your family. You're like as an individual family at home? Yes, but not exactly what I was talking about. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Hebrews 2:12 says, "I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will sing praise to you." Singing is important. We should sing to one another. I read an article by the London Singing Institute. I don't believe they are a Christian institute. Maybe they are, but from their website, it didn't necessarily, it wasn't anti-Christian, but it didn't necessarily seem Christian. But they say, singing is proven to release endorphins and oxytocin, which is known to stimulate feelings of trust and bonding while eliminating anxiety and depression. Isn't that interesting? Singing helps us unite together. It releases things in our brain that says, we're together on this. God wants us to be united around Him. That's why we sing about Him. Singing is important, and it unites us together, as well as the added bonus of taking down anxiety and depression. That's great. Isn't that what the world's looking for right now? Seems like it. You say, if I have to sing up here, that's going to greatly elevate anxiety in my heart. Yeah, okay. Some people maybe should stay in the congregation, and that's okay. But singing loud is a good thing, and it helps your physical body. It's often, very often, that our spiritual and physical are linked together. I thought that was really interesting. That Colossians verse talks about teaching each other, admonishing one another in psalms and hymns. You're teaching me, and I'm teaching you. You know what I look forward to? Is my little girl sitting in this congregation watching some of you sing. You know what I don't look forward to? My little girl sitting in this congregation watching some of you not sing. It's a testimony to her. It says, hey, look at all these people that love God, and this is how you should sing. The Bible says you're supposed to be teaching each other these truths. These are fantastic truths. Last week, that God is alive and what He's done for us, and death has no power over us anymore, and sins has no power over us anymore because we're free because of Christ being alive. We're teaching each other by singing to each other. That's important. I don't know how many times I've looked at the faces and songs of some of you while I'm leading up here, and it's brought me to tears because it's convicting my heart. Like saying, wow, look at these people that are singing these truths to me. This is important. This is what God has called us to do. That is why we should sing. So how should we sing? Sing loud. You should sing loud. You say, you can't prove that from the Bible. Well, I think I can. Acts 16:25 says, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns. They're shackled, right? They get put in prison. It says, praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. They weren't mumbling no hymns. They were singing, okay? They were really letting it go, okay? For the prisoners to be able to hear them, they had to be singing loud. Some of you sing like this. No prisoner's going to be hearing you sing when you sing like that, right? You got to be projecting a little bit. And you say, oh, I don't know how to do that. Well, it can start with opening the mouth a little more, okay? If your mouth's closed, there ain't no sound coming out, really. So open your mouth, open your soul to these songs. Let these truths work in your heart and let it sing. And that's the next thing. Well, I guess I should read the rest of the verses. 1 Chronicles 15:28. Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the horn, with trumpets and with cymbals, making music with stringed instruments and harps. They said with shouting. There should be some loud noises praising God. Sometimes we have a few people that get a little shouty in here, and I love it, okay? A few of them will come to me after. I'm sorry, I was getting real excited. Don't apologize to me. Keep it going. I think our services could use a little bit of excitement. Sometimes we get a little docile. We're like, yeah, I'm here on Sunday. It's the thing we do. Oh, we should get excited about what God has done. And I understand not everybody is like me. I get that. That's okay. You don't have to be a gung-ho, my personality person. No, not at all. But singing is a good thing, and singing loud. Psalm 71:22-24 says, also with the lute I will praise you and your faithfulness, O my God. To you I will sing with the harp, O Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing to you, and my soul, which you have redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of your righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought to shame who seek my hurt. He says, I'll greatly sing to you. Why do we use some instruments? It lists them, okay? I didn't know Dale could play all those instruments he played today, but he did, man. He played all kinds of cymbals and strings and organs and all kinds of things, which I was kind of neat seeing the different things that the piano can do. Well, and Dale, okay? I can't do that stuff on the piano. We'll just let you know there. But he's pretty talented on some of those things. That's a good thing. God says, sing with harps and instruments. I don't know what they are, but sing with these things. There's certain ones that I'm like, I don't think that's really an instrument. Look it up, I'm like, oh yeah, huh? Okay, cool. It's not instruments we necessarily use a lot here, but that's one of the reasons I would like to learn the guitar better than I do. I can play like two songs. Because I want to be able to play up here. Why? Because it adds something to our music. And God says, sing with instruments, sing with your voice, sing with whatever you can. Praise me with however you can. It's important to him. And then sing with your whole heart. Really, all this stuff doesn't matter if your heart isn't going to be into it. I can tell you that that God tells you to. I can tell you that it's important for each other. But until your heart gets changed, we're not going to see our congregation sing louder or with more emphasis. We're not. And that's the hard part. I can't change you, but the Holy Spirit can. Allow God to work in your heart. Sing with your whole heart. Let these truths sink in. What are you singing about? I'm just looking at this song right here. Go to dark Gethsemane, ye that feel the tempter's power. Your Redeemer's conflict see. Watch with him one bitter hour. Turn not from his griefs away. Learn from Jesus Christ today. These are powerful truths. The last verse says, early hasten to the tomb where they laid his breathless clay. All is solitude and gloom. Who has taken him away? Christ is risen. He meets our eyes. Savior, teach us so to rise. These are powerful truths. These are really good truths that we need to be learning. Ephesians 5:19 says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. That one is kind of like the Colossians one, but it specifically mentions it needs to be in your heart. Psalm 138:1 says, I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praise to you. With everything you have, with your whole heart, sing praises to God. So, are you singing personally? Do you sing at home? When's the last time you just had a song that was not secular in your heart? Just humming a tune about Jesus. When's the last time you sung to him? He wants to sing. He wants to hear you sing. I'm not putting in strict guidelines of you must sing this many times per day and all that kind of thing. No, not necessarily. But if you've never done it, maybe it's time to just say, you know what, Lord, it might be a little awkward, but the Bible says you want to hear me sing, so I'm going to sing to you. Maybe that'll revive some of your devotional life, help you out a little bit. I know it does for me. Are you singing truth to each other? When you sing, are you conscious of the fact that there are people in this room that need to hear this message? Don't just sing for you. Don't just sing for me. Sing for everybody in here. We're teaching each other in songs and hymns. Are you singing loud and with your whole heart? You say, well, my noise level isn't super loud. That's okay. Are you singing with your whole heart? Singing with everything you got? If you're singing with everything you got, then God's pleased. I'm not saying you have to be a certain decimal point. We've got to beat the Chiefs stadium for how loud we are in our services. No, I don't want you to be there, okay? But I think there should maybe be a little more volume than we have. I think that we have a struggle point with this. I think maybe some of it might be a consumer mentality. We've kind of grown up I grew up with an era of worship that was performance-based, which is okay. There's some good things with that. But we're not here to entertain you. We're here to worship God. And so sometimes when we don't have exactly the kind of song that you want or I want, I'll let you know there's some songs that aren't my favorite that we sing and I lead. Why? Because there's some other people's favorites. That's okay. And they've got great truths to them. We're not here to entertain. We're here to worship. And although we try to do good, new, fresh music that excites us about who God is and allows it to be kind of renewed for us, even like that song, It's How Great Thou Art, but it's a new twist to it. That Dale played, same great truths with some new notes that helps freshen it up and add emphasis to different parts in the song. That's a good thing, but we should be able to sing and enjoy those heartfelt things and sing loud. Are you singing as a testimony to the lost? I've heard of many people we had some visitors here that told me, hey, you know what? We look at how the people sing to see how healthy your church is. Well, I would. If you're not singing and that's disobedience to God, then screaming you're not right with God, right? That's a good tell of how we're doing spiritually, isn't it? How we're doing as a church. Are you singing to teach and encourage your church family? I love what Miss Jessica's doing with the kids and having them come up. I hear fantastic things from there all the time. Sometimes they come up and they don't sing a single note, and that's okay. You know what? She's teaching them to sing. That's important. It's important for us to give opportunities for our kids to learn. You know, it can be scary to be up in front of people, but it's teaching these kids, this is how we sing, and this is service to God. And I'll just tell you, I just love seeing their faces. They're cute as buttons up there, whether they sing or not. So I really enjoy that. And I know it's probably frustrating, I don't know, if they sing in the class and then don't sing out here or whatever. I'm sure that can be frustrating. I love it, and I love what she's doing with that class, and that's important. We want our kids to learn that, but not just the kids, each other. We're testifying probably our most basic and foundational truths in our songs. Generally, that's what our songs are about. So sing loud with enthusiasm to tell the world what we believe, who we are. seeing as a testimony and seeing to teach our church family. Do you have thankfulness and praise to sing to God and others? Can you sing for God because he likes it? Not because you like it, but because God likes it? Sometimes I think about that. When I don't like a song, I'm like, don't really like this song. Well, God likes it. These are truths that God likes and other people like it. So I'm gonna sing with every ounce I have. And I really do try to do that. I want you to do that too. When you really let loose, boy, there's something great about it. I think it is those endorphins in your brain that are lowering that anxiety and just letting loose and coming together to say, we all in one accord say, Christ is worth it. That's important. Any of these reasons individually should be enough, right? Shouldn't it be enough that God just tells us to? Shouldn't it be enough that your brothers and sisters need you to encourage them through song? Shouldn't it be enough that it helps you personally unite with the other people? Shouldn't these things be enough individually? They are. They are enough individually. But altogether, it's overwhelming. God wants you to sing. And we can do that. It's something we can learn to sing. If you don't know how, that's okay. Try. Try to sing. Try to sing loud. Don't worry about what other people think. The fact is, how many of you have heard someone sing off key? Raise your hand. How many of you have heard someone in the car? Yeah, that's everybody, okay? Everybody heard it. Some of you are like, that guy, he sings off key. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. What, are you like, they sing off key? I'm not. Like, okay, I'm just singing. We're singing together. Like, this is a, I'm not like, oh, yeah, they sing horribly. That's never my thought, at least. Maybe it is for some of you. I don't know. I just think, yeah. Usually what I think is, I am so glad they're singing. That's usually what I think. So don't worry about it. And if someone were to think poorly of you, that's on them. That's not on you. That's on them. They'll have to give an account. Not you. You have to give an account for what you do. So let's sing to the Lord good, great praises to his name. And I think we'll be a healthier, better church for it. And I'm excited to see what God's going to do through our music. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for singing, the gift it is to us, how it helps us, how it unites us, how it's something you want, how it helps our hearts cry out. God, you're so good to give us each thing we need. And God, would you work in each of our hearts today? Would you help me to sing personally and sing publicly to worship you? Would you help each person in here to just take the next step in wherever they are singing and in their heart for you? And that we would see, God, that we would see a change, that we would see our congregations singing louder and with whole hearts to you, and that we can just praise you for all you're going to do. In your name I pray. Amen. Well, let's sing a song. I don't have a hymnal up here. I'm going to grab one real quick. There it is. It's like there's none on the front row. What song would you like to sing? One of your favorites. We did this last time, and I enjoyed it, so what song would you like to sing? Yeah, Dale, if you are able to play this song, that'd be great. If not, we'll sing it a cappella. What song, would anybody have a favorite song? Victory in Jesus. Do you know the page number, or we'll just look it up? That's okay, I'll look it up here in just a second. If you find it first, let me know. There it is, Victory 353. Beat me to it, just barely, 353. Let me turn there. And then we'll get started. Let's stand together as we sing. else have one? Cliff, I know you got one out there. Swanson, he always has a good song we can sing. Anybody have a song? Okay, what's the page number on that one? You know it? If you don't know it, that's okay. I'm looking it up if you find it first. 705? Choose your favorites, because these are good songs. No, 705. Yep, that's it. And we'll sing. Well, we'll see how it goes. We may sing quite a few of these. We'll just see how it goes, all right? Whenever you're ready. Then straight into the fourth verse, and then we'll end a cappella with the chorus, okay? Got that? We didn't practice this, so we'll make sure we got it, all right? So we'll sing third verse, straight into the fourth verse, and then a cappella on the chorus, okay? Ready? My sin.
My sin, oh Lord.
Good singing. You may be seated and dismissed. Thank you for coming.